Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Rob Jowlis back on the show. Rob is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. More than 13 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He is one of the top salesmanship experts in the galaxy, the author of one of the Bibles on selling, on taking care of customers, called Customer-Centered Selling, like there's any other kind, right? And he is the author of many books that are sold something under a billion copies. And his new book, though, is something we've talked a little bit about on the show before, but we're here to launch it today, How to Change Minds, The Art of Influence Without Manipulation. He's our good friend, Rob Jowlis. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be here, and I am all fired up.
Congratulations on the book. I'm excited for you.
Thank you. It's almost like a birthday on Monday. That's when this book hits the shelves, and we authors get very excited about that day.
Well, you should be. You know, one of the things that my audience who's heard you on the show so many times over the years knows about your background in sales and how what a great sales trainer you are, and you've written all the books on selling and influencing people. And one of the things I like about this book, How to Change Minds, The Art of Influence Without Manipulation, is it's very, very rich with ethical messages. And I just think that's a really important thing for us to be talking about right now. What do you think?
Well, I sure appreciate that, because, you know, for almost 30 years of my career, I've been telling people how to sell, how to persuade, how to influence. Mm-hmm. And I've had publishers on my case saying, when's the next book coming out? And for me, I've always answered the same way. Fellas, I don't know how to say this any other way, but I haven't changed my mind.
Right.
I still feel that we have to ask questions and listen. I still feel we have to create trust and urgency, et cetera. But, you know, it dawned on me that there is a conversation we need to have, and it's a critical one, and that's not how, it's why.
Mm-hmm.
It's why we do it, and that's why you're going to see a heavy slant to the ethical side of this, and not just ethical, but encouraging people to realize that once you understand the ethical line between influence and manipulation, then you have to belly up to the bar and have the courage to help people to get over their fear of change and actually commit to a different solution. And it isn't easy.
Well, talk to us about that line, that fine seam between manipulation and influence.
And it is a fine, fine line. You know, it's funny, Jim, I've asked for decades, would somebody give me a definition? Somebody separate the two. And what we authors do eventually is we say, well, I've heard enough. Now I'm going to make up my own, and this is going to be the law. But actually, I think it's a very simple line in a sense, and that is the difference between influence and manipulation falls on this line. If what you're doing benefits only you, then it's manipulation. And if the intent of what you're doing benefits another, then it's influence. And I know we're on thin ice here, but think about it. If I can get that drink of alcohol out of your hand at that bar and get those car keys, no matter how I do it, am I manipulating you or am I influencing you?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And when I sold life insurance and you sold life insurance, and we looked up at the board and we said, I'm two apps away from a nice cruise.
Right.
And I'm going to sell anything that moves in front of my eyesight, and I'm not attacking the insurance industry.
Right.
That's where I was born, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But that's when we begin to say, this isn't really going to benefit the client right now. It's going to benefit me. And the skills that I'm using are going to be manipulative if I use them. That's the line that I begin with.
Well, and the difference, folks, is how you feel about your career and about how you feel about relationships. If you're transactional, then you're a manipulator. If you're relational, then you're an influencer. And it depends on, you know, how you look at other people, how you look at your job, how you look at how you think about your life, and how you, what you think about maybe even about your legacy. When we come back, we're going to talk about this some more, because I have some things to say about this. This is I'm a little bit mad at Rob because he wrote this book, and I really should have written a book, but now that he's done it, I'm glad he did it. So Rob Jolliss is with us, folks. How to Change Minds: The Art of Influence Without Manipulation. Nobody could have done it better. Rob's here. We'll talk about this some more after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.